Back in 2013, Pope Francis issued his apostolic exhortation, The Joy of the Gospel. And in the exhortation, he spoke about the importance of what is called the kerygma, which is a Greek word which would be translated really as proclamation or first announcement. And he was emphasizing the kerygma in the context of evangelization, of really returning back to the way evangelization was done in the first century, of what we're hearing now from the Acts of the Apostles, which is the first disciples of Jesus and the early church had memorized short, pithy statements which really encapsulated the summary of the beauty of the faith. And with those proclamations, they would invite people to come to believe in Jesus. Today's gospel, we have an example of perhaps one of the most famous kerygmas or proclamations of all time, which is at the beginning of the gospel we heard today, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. And that one sentence is really contained the essence and the most important part of our Catholic faith and the message of salvation. That God so loved us that he sent his only begotten Son to become one of us in order to save us from our sins and redeem us. And that one sentence really communicates and invites people to come to know the goodness of God and to come to know the message of salvation which we have been given in Jesus Christ. I think for us today, and part of Pope Francis's point in the exhortation was to say, sometimes it can be easy for us to kind of get bogged down with secondary elements of the faith, which are perfectly true, but which are not first and foremost when we're trying to proclaim the gospel to other people. You know, if you bump into someone at the gas station and want to propose Jesus to them, a good starting point of conversation would not be to explain the difference between a plenary indulgence and a temporary indulgence, or to explain the veneration of relics. But Pope Francis's point, and as was done in the early church, it really is to return to these kerygma, these proclamations, the essence of the faith, what is most beautiful, what is most attractive, what is most crucial about it, and to invite people and propose to them to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is how evangelization was done in the first century, long before the printing press and all sorts of materials could be distributed online or elsewhere. And so, my brothers and sisters, let us today ask the Holy Spirit for a spirit of boldness and courage within ourselves, that we too would be workers in the new evangelization, who would be ready to boldly proclaim the kerygma, the saving message of the gospel, and to invite people to come to know Jesus Christ. Amen.